It's time for Celebrating Life's Journey with Lacan Family Celebration of Life Center in Windham, Jackson, and Lakefield. Each week, we'll talk with Joel Lacan and his staff about services they offer, memorials, and planning tools available to honor your loved ones.
Today, we're joined by Diana Mattson, who works closely with the families as they honor their loved ones who have served our country. In our conversation, Diana will help us better understand the traditions surrounding military honors and how local American Legion organizations assist in providing them. She'll also walk us through the process and requirements for burials in national and state veteran cemeteries. While today's focus will be on honoring veterans and understanding these services, please note that Diana says questions about getting involved in veterans organizations are best addressed by veteran services officers or the American Legion. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Discussing about veterans, where would be talking about military honors? Can you provide some input on that?
Absolutely. Really, any deceased eligible veteran is able to have honors provided at no cost to the family. And at minimum, two people are provided for that detail. And what they do is fold the flag, they present the flag to the family, and then play taps. And so those three components are the primary components of military honors. And to be eligible, virtually, you have to have been discharged in an honorable way, meaning that you haven't committed a capital crime or that there's no other dishonorable discharge from the military service that they've offered in their lifetime. So it covers a lot of people. I don't remember once that I've had to decline military honors for someone. Sometimes families choose not to have them, but if the families are interested, it's a beautiful tribute to their loved one.
I know my dad had that, and it was just absolutely the perfect touch to his service that he did for his country.
Absolutely, and that I think is the biggest piece. It's really our nation's way of saying your loved one's not forgotten, and you know that they'll carry them home in the end. So it's a pretty neat tribute. Veterans also can have a few other sort of bells and whistles, as I think of it. One of the neat things that is also provided at no cost is the Patriot Guard. And the Patriot Guard is just apparently a diverse group of individuals that gather and they honor those who have served, whether it's been on American soil or abroad, to secure our nation's freedom and liberties. And what they do is this group of volunteers comes to whatever site, typically at the Celebration of Life service. And we just had one last week where they lined up outside of the church. They carry a flag, each of them. So there's this array of beautiful American flags that are flying, and they stand guard until all the people arrive. And then they will also line up as the decedent is being carried out of the church or location of that service. They will travel out to the cemeteries and line up there as well. So it's like a continuous procession of these flags that follow the veteran that has passed. And it just is such a beautiful compliment to the military honors that are provided by the American Legions.
And do you contact them, or is the family the one who has to contact them for that?
We are very willing to do that. Some families kind of have a little connection to that and have done it, but the majority of the time we're happy to reach out if the families would like that. That actually was a process that we saw at Fort Snelling when we had some of the burials at the National Cemetery, and were able to realize that that could be done locally as well. So it's a super neat tribute.
How do you enlist the help of the American Legion organizations to perform those honors?
So once a veteran's family comes to us, then we will require them to submit the DD-214, which is their discharge papers. And as long as those are recognized as being honorable, then we use that form to get a flag that is presented to the family. And then we also submit a copy of that for military honors, because they keep track of that. A veteran is allowed to have one honor. So sometimes veterans have funerals in the area, a celebration of life in the area, but then they want to be buried at Fort Snelling. And so it can't be done in both places. So the family chooses which and where they want that to happen. But if it's local, then we'll contact the American Legion and they will do their best.
And discussing burials in national or state cemeteries, including the process and requirements.
So when someone wants to be buried at a national cemetery, again, once we've received that DD-214, the discharge papers, then I will contact the National Scheduling Office with the Veterans Administration, and I will get a case number set up for that person, and we will provide the necessary information about what that burial looks like, if it's an in-ground burial or a columbarium burial, if it's someone who's been cremated. We will fill out the proper paperwork. The families need to decide how they want an inscription done on the stone that will signify their burial resting place. We've got to have documentation authorizing that burial, whether it's for cremation or traditional burial. And so we get that paperwork together and determine the date and time that works for the family. And then that process is super, super interesting at a national cemetery.
Anything else that you'd like to add? It's Veterans Day this week, and so...
You know, we're sponsoring the Wyndham Veterans Program, so we encourage people to get out and attend that to support their veterans, to thank them for their service. And then also just to know that there are state cemeteries in the area. Redwood Falls has a new state cemetery, and there's also a lot of opportunities for families to look at getting a military marker if they're not going to be buried in a state or national cemetery. And their Veterans Service Officer is their primary contact for those needs, and so they should contact their local county veteran service officer for more details.
To learn more about today's topic, reach out to Lacan Family Celebration of Life Center at 507-831-1526, online at lacanfuneralhome.com, and on Facebook. Join us next week for Celebrating Life's Journey with the Lacan Family Celebration of Life Center.